Driving through the fog with my high beams, putting on my visine. Let me tell you just what I seen. Angels falling from the sky, I just hope that they can take me back to where the pearly gates be. And I've been counting down the days because I know we gotta die soon. That just means I get to fly soon. And I know I'm not the only one out here that's not afraid. Alright, alrighty, well I'm finally on my way. I know I can't fail if God tests in my faith.
Yeah.
And if I don't hurry, I might be too late.
Yeah.
Even with all of this darkness in my grave.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. And we are here ready to chop up game with the family on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, broadcasting live from Los Angeles. And I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can introduce my lovely, lovely, beautiful co-host, looking like salt and pepper. We have Miss Sarah in the house. How are you, Miss Sarah?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Well, how have you been this week, Sarah Nicole?
I had the craziest week ever.
Oh, we're going to get into that. And will you please speak in the mic? She tries to be all sexy. She don't be speaking in the mic.
Use
them lips for something useful.
What? We want to be like way up here?
No. Yeah, talk. You got to talk. You got to talk in the mic. Stop trying to be sexy and coy.
Oh, Lord.
And we have the lovely, the soft, the vulnerable. Miss Chris in the house. How are you, Miss Chris?
I'm okay.
So how's your healing process?
It's good.
Last week you were going through some shit. Last week we had a little breakdown.
It's like night and day, honestly.
Hold on. What's going on with
me? I could barely hear you.
Like, you can't hear me?
It's like really low for me.
Hold on. Look, we got to do some technical shit for yes. Sarah's ass. What? You're over here fucking up. Where's your microphone? Can you hear me?
It's like super low. It's lower than normal. That's why.
Where's your core? You got me doing all this technical shit. You waited right till we got live on the air.
It's not me.
Hold on. How about this?
That's gone.
That's gone?
All right. Thank you.
Right there?
Yes.
Too loud?
Perfect.
All right. There you go. Always got to bring the shit right on the air, don't she?
Yeah. No.
So how
I'm
you been?
Good. I'm good. It's like night and day, honestly. I couldn't believe. I don't know. I was going to church a lot and just praying because that's what I turned to. And honestly, just something in me just, you know, got better. I don't know. I just woke up and I was like, fuck it. Like, I have friends who love me. My parents love me. I got friends who were hitting me up being like, what's up? I got, you know, and all the love from all the people out here in the world.
Yes.
Amazing. So I feel good.
So
that's great.
So you're healing. So
stop to me.
No,
I'm trying. You about to come.
No,
with
I want the Maddie Ice. I'm trying to get the closure. Do you feel like you're bringing closure?
No.
No, you still okay.
Did he try to call you?
Okay, is that him?
That's you.
He didn't.
That's me.
Ringing. It's always you ringing.
Who the fuck is in Iowa? Who the fuck is this? Hold on. Let me see who this is. I hate when these weird numbers be calling me. Hold on. Hello?
It's going to be another kidnapping.
Hello? You know, hold on. Listen to this shit. Hold on.
Just stop.
You don't.
Currently with your account. It's urgent, however, that you contact us immediately concerning your eligibility for lowering your interest rate. Press 1.
These bullshit ass sales calls. Do y'all hate that?
Yes, they call me all the time.
Oh,
all the time. Oh,
y'all don't understand how much I hate my phone ringing. Period. I don't like people I know calling me. To be honest.
You're terrible. Know?
So when somebody calls me out the blue with a solicited sales call, that just chaps my fucking ass. It really does.
That's terrible.
We got to go. So you're still not over the Matty Ice pain.
I mean, and we haven't talked since then.
He hasn't
and
called
I don't
you?
Want to talk to him right
True.
Now.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No, I feel good. I mean, I still don't want to date anybody for a while.
What the hell?
So,
stop.
I'm good. I took a vow for a year.
To do what?
To not date or talk to any dudes.
About, why not? Wait, please, hold on.
Please.
No, wait, I'm gonna, why you got a whole
year?
A year? To talk to somebody. Because
I want to go on a discovery. Eat, pray, love.
Please.
Girl, you ain't Julia Roberts. You're
going to pray for dick, eat balls, and love it.
No.
Please. You ain't going to give it up for no damn year.
Hello.
Somebody's going to come in your life.
Somebody want to knock the dust.
Somebody's going to knock that clean off. They're going to knock them little skinny bones.
I mean, if they're like somebody like from The Notebook or something, or Love and Basketball, then
they
I just don't
love
want
and basketball.
It.
They're yeah. going to have them little bony legs up in the air in the buck.
No. I'm taking my vow.
Please.
I'm
serious. Please.
So, you're
gonna,
so
you're silly. Gonna, you're going to find you a nice white man at a Justin Timberlake concert, and y'all going to be getting it in his minivan.
Ah,
fucking, yeah. I rap too.
No.
What his name going
to
be?
Yeah, his name is going to be the Amazing Caucasian.
Oh.
The hip hop lord.
The Amazing lord. Caucasian.
Now, what's going on with you? Speaking of love.
Stop.
Now, what's going on with you, Sarah? What happened with your dude that you were in a courtship with? What happened?
It's so stupid. It really is. But it's pretty much it's over for me.
Oh no! Hold on, I gotta put back on the Renee. Hold on.
No, really?
Yeah, it's over.
What happened?
It's a legitimate reason why. It's a legitimate reason why.
What's the reason?
Why?
I told you off air that everything was going great. Then he just randomly texted me out the blue and was like, I want to fall back on communication.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, what? And he's like, yeah, we just talk all the time. We text all the time. We FaceTime all the time. And, you know, it's just getting to be too much.
Damn.
I'm like, is there another girl? Like,
that's
another girl.
That's
right?
Other chick talk right there.
Thank you.
His main chick then came in and said, "Hey, who is this bitch calling you all types of night?"
Then you know, I followed directions. I would just fell back. I stopped calling and texting him for a while, and then he'll call me and text me, and I'm like, "What you want? You know, I thought you wanted to fall back." He like, "Well, that's not, you know, I didn't mean that I wanted to stop talking to you. I still, you know, got feelings for you and all this." And I'm like,
oh, Lord.
I don't really understand, like, what you want from me. So, basically, his whole point is he said that because.
I have not cheated on you. I have not. I did not cheat on you at all. I did not. I swear on everything I love. I did not cheat on you.
He claimed that his whole reasoning behind it was because he felt like I liked him more than he liked me, and right, like what kind of bullshit is that?
That'll
thank
make no
you.
Sense.
I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And he's like, you know, and I felt like things were getting serious, and I'm not really ready for a relationship, and I feel like things were headed in that direction, and I'm like, so what you want to do? This kindergarten talking? You want to do this quote unquote we talking and. It don't lead to no fucking where. Like, get back and don't waste my damn time.
And see, initially, he was talking like, see, y'all got to. And I tell women, y'all got to stop believing what niggas say right when you
but
meet them.
Because the game is real. Like that.
Yeah, the game is real tight right when we meet you. Niggas make all types of promises about what we want to do.
Right.
Y'all got to wait that out. Just kind of fall back and just. After a couple of weeks, we can't be fake too long. We can't be fake too damn long.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because that's why initially going into dating and relationships, I'm always skeptical all the time. I always think the worst because usually it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just like, see,
I'm
like,
I want to take my year off and not because of this.
I don't know.
You might have to join Chris and put that pussy on.
No.
Yes, join the forest.
So then, you know, he got really upset with me because, okay, so here's another thing that I found. It's things that I find important in a relationship. Somebody has to act like they're interested in you.
Right.
Right? He wasn't acting like he was interested in me. And, you know, he missed listening to the show twice, and then I asked him, did he listen to last week's show? He was like, no. And I said, oh really, why not? He was like, oh, I just couldn't. No explanation, nothing. I'm like,
well, he might have been busy,
but he didn't say that. He didn't say, Sarah, I was busy doing something. I just didn't. Just cut and dry. And I'm like, all right. So I didn't text him or nothing like that, and he called me the other day talking about he missed me and you know, he didn't want things to end like that, and we should be friends. And I'm like, nigga, goodbye. Because you off some kindergarten
shit.
Yeah,
he's trying to keep that pussy on the microwave.
No, but and he just wasn't making plans trying to see me. He like, the only way we're going to fix this is if I get on the flight tomorrow and come out there and see you. I'm like, no, see, what I want you to be doing is actively trying to make plans to see me. You're not even talking about it. You just keep on with the bullshit about my job, my job. It's like, okay, lots of people take vacation off, so why can't you plan ahead to try and come see me? He wasn't even talking about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm bored with this. I'm bored with this relationship. You want to fall back on communication, so we don't even talk anymore. I'm bored.
So that's
I'm
why.
Just bored. Oh, so right. Now we just done. Well, that's he's not done.
No, look.
I'm done.
You don't have time to play.
I don't have time. I'm about to be 26. I'm like.
Yeah, you know. You're getting 26 years old. Them eggs are starting to fall out.
Oh, stop. I'm still very much fertile, okay?
Them eggs are going to be screaming like, no.
Help me.
So you gave me bullshit with them eggs, man. Yeah. You got to get somebody who's going to fertilize. Somebody for real.
Thank
somebody
you.
To fertilize and provide.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm about to be 26. I'm not playing no fucking games out here. If I'm ready for a relationship. I haven't had a relationship in 3 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long ass time. So fellas, I did a lot of self-reflecting.
All my
That's
LA
why.
Fellas, we got to get you somebody local. Hello. What's up? Who's calling? Hey.
Hello, this is Waverly.
Waverly?
How you doing, Tariq?
Hey, Wavy.
Waverly?
He called before.
Yeah,
I like
you
that.
Called before. I like he that. That's before. You know what? That name is a player goddamn name, dude.
I
want
to call him. Waverly.
I sure appreciate it.
That's a
my
player name, nigga.
Waverly, to
say that to a chick, nigga, you need to play Waverly. Up your name. When you talk to a woman, nigga, you better enunciate. Look,
you fucking
with Waverly. You did? Waverly ain't about no bullshit.
My player card been taken away, player. I've been, I'm married.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Love it. Love black love. Love it. Oh, is it black? Unless you're with a Mexican. I mean, who are you with, brother?
I don't know. I have a beautiful black sister.
Oh,
okay. But,
he might be with an Asian. Okay.
You don't know?
I know. Like, hey, Ravery. I rub you, Ravery. So I don't know who you with. Go ahead, Waverly.
I don't know what the topic is. I'm on my way home from work, but I just wanted to speak on something. The old white, excuse my language, well, not really, bitch that lied on Emmett Till.
Yeah.
I think you should come out with a documentary on all of the, or just a notice, a memo of all the lies that the white supremacists have told over the years that have been extremely detrimental to black society, and what's played a part in the everyone else stereotyping us, like the original Birth of a Nation, where they came out with the rapes, the so-called raping, and that's what got everybody like, the black person is bad. We need to expose these white liars for what they are.
People
can, you know, because a little white lie, I'm pretty sure they got introduced into popular culture and vocab because of all the white lies, and they wanted to be like, it's no big deal. It's an extremely big deal.
Right.
So that
right.
was just my suggestion, what I want to touch in on, and I want to thank Sarah. I touch in on her on Snapchat. She responds. I appreciate that. You know, some people get
welcome.
Too big for life.
Yes.
And she responds.
No, that's what's
I want
to
tell Chris to keep her head up. Just
yes.
keep your head up, and you need to go for a brother.
We're trying to tell her.
Thank you so much,
okay,
Waverly. Mr. Waverly. Wait, that's a player goddamn name. I love that
I
name.
I want to call him Wavy.
I know. Keep it all the
Have
way Wavy.
Have a little nickname for him, Wavy.
I know. But, man, he made a good point, man. You know, some of those people, those race soldiers and race soldier supporters who lie. And
I feel like, Tariq, if you did a documentary, it's going to be like 100 years old.
Man,
the
I
damn
know.
Documentary. All, all the lies.
All the lies. And speaking of documentary, man, let me thank everybody. Yes.
Let's clap.
Clap for everybody who contributed to the Indiegogo crowdfunding for the new movie 1804. We've reached our goal. We're over our goal right
That's
now.
So
we have like 225,000
oh my
right
God.
Now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And just the other day you were at 87%.
Yeah,
right?
So we're like at 112% right now. We still have 10 hours left. We got 10 hours left.
It don't hurt to donate
some
more.
Yeah, donate
sometimes
some more.
Sometimes you need extras.
Yeah, everybody put those last coins up in there, y'all. Let's do this. Who is my wife is texting me. Hold on.
You know what? Every time you do your show, you get interrupted.
I just tell her, no, I know my family always interrupt me while I'm trying to chop up game with
every
the family.
Time.
All the goddamn time. But man, let me, I got to thank everybody for participating.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You did. You put, yes, you put your coins up in there too.
Did
you put your coins up in there, Chris? Good. You should have got Matty Ice to put some points up in there, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I should
1804, what
else?
The fuck is this race-baiting bullshit movie you're trying to do, bro? Because I've heard people, you know, the white supremacists, they're mad. Because something like this, you're not supposed to make this movie right here. Because they don't like talking about the Haitian Revolution.
They don't like talking about nothing.
Nothing, I know. But they really don't like talking about this. There was a, they did like a Haitian Revolution type of thing where it was kind of watered down over in France. They did a movie, but it's in French and they won't even bring it over here. They won't even translate it into English, and that's a watered down version of it. We're going for the gusto. You know, because a lot of times when people talk about the Haitian Revolution, only thing we know about is Toussaint Louverture. He was the general who was one of the people who fought in the Haitian Revolution, but people don't know about Dessalines. That's the one they really don't like talking about. And we're going to go real deep about Dessalines, and we're talking about voodoo. We're going to tell the truth about it. We're going real heavy.
Who's that light-skinned cute guy you interviewed in London?
Well, shit. Oh, yeah, you're talking about Akala.
He cute.
Yeah, a lot of women like Akala.
Is he biracial, though?
Yeah, he's biracial, but that brother's the blackest motherfucker you ever want to meet, though. That brother's on it.
I've seen a video of his before.
Yeah, he's
was
the
talking
truth.
About some white people asked him why can't they say the N-word, and he broke it down.
Yeah,
I think it was that video I saw.
Yeah, that brother is Akala is one of the deepest brothers in the game, and he's real big hip hop artist out there in the UK. He's huge out there, just internationally. He's a lot of folks don't know about other rappers and hip hop artists internationally.
Yeah. Like Flo Rida, he make money overseas like shit.
Man, he does. Man,
it's money overseas. It's more money over there than here.
I don't know what black folks are slipping. Yeah. Man, we don't know.
Overseas,
there's so much money overseas.
So much money. Yeah.
One of my movies, The Eugenist, they changed the name overseas. It's called Dark Medicine. That shit does excellent in these like foreign weird countries. I be getting motherfuckers from Bahrain and,
like,
and
what?
Yeah, people from Bali, Indonesia hitting me up like, I love your movie. Yeah. You're like Vin Diesel to us. I'm like, all right. All right, Tarmesh, whatever your name is. But this movie, man, 1804.
I can't wait,
man. I'm so excited.
You should have put me and
movie.
Chris in it just to be sitting there.
Well, you know, we got to do some reenactment actors. Scenes. We got to do reenactment scenes.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm going to definitely have you as a slave wench.
Oh, you know what? You trying to play me? Tariq trying to play me, y'all.
No, I'm going to have y'all in it, though. I'm for real. I'm going to have y'all. We got some reenactment scenes. That's why we have Lena. She's looking for locations
now.
You
about to make Lena a slave, too?
No, a rebel. I'm going to put Lena in the movie, too.
I want to be kicking ass, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to just be getting raped or nothing.
They unenslaved themselves.
Huh? I know. Yeah, see, I'm in the house too.
Okay, she's going to be a holler.
Lena here. Lena here, so shout out to Lena.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Lena. Now, let me go live.
Miss Zoe Saldana.
I know. Let me go live on, y'all follow me on Twitter. I'm on Periscope right now.
Oh, see, I'm glad you're doing this because I don't want you calling me no damn agent.
Yeah, I know, because Sarah's ass is sneaky as fucking hell. She be sneaking videos of people. Slick as hell.
I do not.
And that's Miss Chris over there, by the way.
You about to get me recorded eating?
Yeah, you always eating something like a little hostage, man.
A hostage? I'm eating healthy. This is my good snack time, I told you.
Good. But like I said, family, I got to thank everybody for being a part of the 1804 movie movement, man. And it just feels good to just show that we as a community, we don't have to buck dance. We don't have to look for outsiders. We can get stuff done on our own. We raised damn near $250,000 in a month. We can do whatever we want over. Yeah, we can do what we want to damn do. And we don't have to, everything has to be about going in a room of other people bucking our damn eyes.
And jumping on the table dancing and shit.
I talked to some gang thugs in Chicago. We're going to get that body count down like Odell the Coon Scott. We don't have to be damn coons every 5 minutes, man. We
gang
can get
thugs.
Stuff done on our own, man. It feels good to have your community us rocking as a community, we ain't got to answer to nobody. We can do things on our own term. That's a wonderful feeling, man. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying this. The movie showing that, let me show people on the Periscope, showing that this movie has raised the correct funds. It has me hyped because it's like a game. It's like a basketball game. The family, I put the ball in your court. Y'all slam dunked it and threw that motherfucker back to me. So now I got to deliver. So that's making me very excited. So that's why I got to make this movie really, 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 really over the top, top notch. So we're gonna do it heavily. And again, we're going to have Sarah. She's going to be in it. We're going to have her play somebody. And we'll have Miss Chris. She'll play a mulatto bedwinch in the movie. who poisoned somebody for freedom. So we're going to have you a rebel. Now let's get a call. Let's see who's calling up in here.
Hopefully it ain't Sterling.
Uh-oh. Oh.
He's going to be like, let's clarify this.
What's up? Who's calling?
Tariq Nasheed, was good. This is Louis S. Black. Wanted to get some advice from you and the ladies on something I've been wondering about.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
All right, peace to you, brother. Now I'm at work, so I'll be quick. Now,
where you work at? Hold on, where you work at, brother? Because you breathing all hard. You work at a massage parlor? A big, thick, big ass masseuse?
No, in insurance.
Where do you work?
No, an insurance company.
Okay, there you go. All right, go ahead, brother.
All right, so how do you deal with these new wannabe IG models? Now, mind you, shout out to Sarah. That's a real model because she takes real pictures.
Yes.
I've seen her stuff.
Yes.
When you got the real professional joints or whatever, but I'm talking about the ones with the selfie stick, the ones that's taking the swimsuit pictures with the dirty bathroom and the kids in the back, but the ones that got the 50K followers and the thirsty dudes.
And that's the problem right there. You just answered the question. The reason why we have dirty bathroom, musty mattress Instagram models is because of thirsty niggas who blow them up.
They
thirsty, or they got a musty mattress, pissy pillowcases, coochie stained curtains.
How do you get through to them? Back in the early 2000s, in order to call yourself a model and to be high side, you had to be in King Magazine.
Yeah.
You had to be doing TV appearances. But now these same dusty chicks we just got done talking about, you talk to them or whatever, they got the high head already because they've got 80 million comments and everybody's in their DMs and it's like everybody's a celebrity now.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me tell you this too. Some of those chicks be prostitutes.
Yeah, they be doing something strange for some change.
Because I saw a news article maybe a year or two ago about it was a ring of girls, IG models that got busted for prostitution.
Yeah.
So that contact me button really means pay up for some sex.
That's the trick. That's the trick email. You did, and you got to do what you got to do. But the thing is, it's thirsty dudes that blow them up like that. Yeah, you know, these chicks be thinking they own some real brand ambassador shit.
But why though?
It's thirsty dudes. It's that many thirsty dudes out here, and these women.
I'm a long time listener. So Tariq, you've already done 18 million shows about thirsty dudes. Shout out to everybody that listens to Tariq. Go back to Mac Lessons and literally type up thirsty dudes and y'all can get the game because sometimes cats need a refresher.
Absolutely. But thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, man, I've talked about thirsty dudes for a long time. But yeah, it's dudes out here, man. It's you know, they're very superficial. You know, these dudes see a big ass and, you know, that's all it takes. Just a big ass. You know, dudes ain't got no real good mouthpiece, so they worship ass. You know, they look at ass as the end all be all, and that's like currency to dusty thirsty niggas. You dig?
That's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. That's why a lot of those Instagram models, you know, they got to do something strange for a little piece of change.
And
some of them, you know, I can respect your hustle if you can parlay it into something. I can't knock that. You know, like Cardi B. You know,
she was an Instagram model,
and she was more of like a
personality. I thought she was a rapper.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
Cool. Okay. Really? Anybody looking at Cardi B for her rhymes?
Okay, no. I'm serious. That's
Cardi
how
B,
I first
she's done shit. I've seen like her butt naked on. Yeah, just you know. But you know that's part of the game. That's part of the game now.
I can't do that, Tariq.
You know,
If I get naked, it's tastefully done. Like I can't just be like open wide, yeah, busting it up. I can't.
Yeah, but you know.
Can't do that.
The game has changed. It's all about attention whoring right now. There's a market for it. There's a market for the attention whoring, though.
I've been thinking about my damn dad on my Instagram. I'm like, I can't be busting it open.
Now could you bust it open for Playboy magazine?
No.
You couldn't bust it? You bust it open for Playboy? No. You wouldn't bust it open?
No. Actually, no. I take that back. I can do like Eugenia Washington. Now, Eugenia Washington really is a model. She's a runway model, and she's a very attractive chocolate model. And she did Playboy, but hers was tastefully done. She wasn't busting it open.
Oh.
She didn't even show. Well, you know, they don't even show nudity anymore in Playboy.
They don't?
No. Oh. After Hugh Hefner stepped down, his son is now in charge. And they, since they're not selling as many magazines anymore, they stopped nudity. So
I mean, not even titties? I mean, nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, because I don't, you know, who reads those magazines anymore? Right, right.
Who
right.
even gets magazines anymore?
Exactly.
That's the whole reason why they don't do nudity.
Exactly.
The sales were low.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. But how much, if somebody say, hey, Sarah, we want you in Hustler magazine.
What's Hustler?
It's like Larry, I think that's Larry Flint's magazine. That's like a lower grade of Playboy.
I could be in now. Perfect 10.
Perfect 10? Now, what do they show in Perfect 10?
Perfect 10, it's called Perfect 10 because all the girls don't have plastic surgery.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
A Perfect 10. Your whole, your natural body.
Oh, okay. Now, would you do Perfect 10 or you just like, fuck all
Why
that?
Why can't I just pose
like I can see tastefully done.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you could be naked, but like.
Everybody say that. What's tasteful? All of it is tasteful.
It's
tasteful?
Art. It's naked artwork.
And like, cover this and like, you know, but you're showing, but you're not like, hey.
Everybody's
naked. That's too
much. Like, hey, like
I mean,
that.
Hell, a finger in your ass, is
no.
that tasteless? I mean, what constitutes tasteless?
Okay, I like Kim Kardashian spread in Playboy with the pearls when she did it back in the day. I thought that was tastefully done. Because remember, her sex tape came out, and then she did Playboy, and she didn't want it to be like she was a hoe.
They always say that. Oh, I know. They
but
say
she
that.
Did it tastefully. Done. I like the pearls.
That kills me. Your coochie is open in a tasteful way.
No.
I mean, this is Kim Kardashian who had Ray J's dick in her mouth.
Oh,
all right, let's not go. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, what's the deal with Kanye? What happened? What happened with Kanye?
He done deleted all his Trump tweets. Now, he backpedaling now. He like, I don't support him. He didn't say this.
Right.
But they're just assuming that he doesn't support Trump anymore because he deleted all his tweets.
Because Trump never shitted on him. You know, Trump and those guys used him as a photo op and then disinvited him publicly, said, we don't really want him at the inauguration.
Well, Tariq, did you not see... Kanye feeding these like high end elite fashion people in the limousine. He was like holding the plates of food and feeding them.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's not a coon, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, man. So, you know, niggas learn the hard
way. Talking about he a genius. Then if you were a genius, you wouldn't be feeding these elites.
And allowing somebody like Donald Trump to manipulate you. You dig? What's going on over there with you, Miss Chris? Tell us what's happening in the news. You over there quiet, ain't saying shit. What's happening in the news?
I just have funny stuff that's going on. Not funny stuff, about like...
And what were you writing a few minutes ago? You were writing something. Were you writing a suicide note to
Stop.
Maddie?
Oh, my
Love me, or I'm going to jump. You fucking love me, Maddie. No, what are you writing over there?
No, I was writing the news story.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That I wanted to say. But it was the Jamie Lynn Spears... I wanted to talk about that, but
I know who she is. Tariq don't know.
I know who she is.
You don't know who she is, and her daughter went in the hunting.
Well, you know, Tariq said he don't know white people.
Some of them I don't. Britney
Spears' sister.
It was an accident or something.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it was an accident out on their safari trip.
Somebody
ATV, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's sad. That's
that
very sad. That's not cool. That's
she
not
in
cool.
Critical condition.
Okay, thanks for bringing the show down, guys.
I'm always like blooming.
I know this motherfucker right here had to bring the gloom. What's happening in the news? Well, a child got hurt and almost died.
Okay, I got something better. We can talk about something better.
Okay. Hey, sunshine. What's happening? What else is happening?
We can talk about Scottie Pippen and Larsa.
Yeah.
That big ass rock she got.
Yes. I thought Scottie Pippen's and his chick was getting divorced or something. Because the
Apparently
rumor was
not.
Future was getting off in that.
Uh-uh.
So he had to cupcake with that and get her a big ass ring.
The rock is like this big.
What?
I'm serious. 14 karat, girl.
Man. You know how these Negroes, they don't want to miss that white cooch. What is she? What is she?
I don't know. She white, if you ask me.
Yeah. She's
but
like,
she look Armenian.
Yeah, she looks like one of those Persians, but white.
Same thing. They all right there. They right there in the same boat.
Let's see who's calling. We got a lot of folks calling up right now. What's up? Who's calling?
Damn, he look like...
What's going on? It's Darius. How you doing, ladies?
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name? Wow, that was an unenthusiastic. Oh, right. Like, she Chris was like, a black guy. Hello. he doesn't sound white enough.
What's going down, three? What's going on, bro?
What's going on with you, fam?
It's not much, man. Just checking in. Hey, man, I got a question for you, man.
Go ahead.
So me and my old lady, we've been together about 6 years.
Yes.
So we trying to get it popping with a threesome.
Oh Lord.
So I need you know what I mean? Just a little game on that. Not to walk me through it, but you know.
Okay. So you wanna have you and your lady, y'all been together for 6 years.
Yes, sir.
And y'all wanna have a threesome. Mm-hmm. Or you wanna have one, and have you brought it to her yet or what?
Yeah. You know, we chopped it up a little bit. You know, we having a hard time finding a girl.
Sarah, what you doing this weekend?
What? You playing, right? No.
So y'all having a hard time finding a girl. What do y'all motherfuckers look like? Because, shit, you know, certain people ain't supposed to be having. No, it does.
Because certain people ain't supposed to. You know what I mean? I'm light skinned.
Oh, that's good. I'm light skinned. You know
what I mean? My lady got fat ass.
All right, what celebrity do you look like?
Light skinned.
What light skinned celebrity?
Light skinned make you look good automatically. Man,
I look like every light skinned. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna say, all right, Drake.
I know. So what's your lady look like? What does your lady look like?
What my lady look like? Yeah. Like I said, she's a little bit darker than me. You know what I mean? Shit, I be having that right. Shit, bundles be tight. You did? I like them tight. UK girls.
Didn't he say her bundles?
Her bundles be tight. Now, how old is your lady?
So
how old is she?
She's 26.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 24.
40. Now, has she ever been with a chick before? I know, you sound like an older brother, man. Has she ever been with a chick before?
No. Well, she told me she kissed a girl before. You know,
but then,
you know
that means that she got ate out then. When they say they kissed, she got ate out.
No, somebody I know, right? I've kissed girls. Doesn't mean they ate me out.
Please.
They haven't ate me out. We made out.
Please. Made out?
I made out with a couple
with
girls.
With tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on.
We might have somebody for you, brother.
Hey, Chris. Hey. Chris, man.
Put on a blonde wig and act like Matty Ice. And
come to L.A. We'll have Chris ready for you.
You're going to have to paint your dick pink. And she'll...
Oh, Tariq! That's disgusting.
Tariq, so I can't do
that. She's going to hear this playback and go crazy.
I know. All right, brother.
Nothing's wrong with kissing girls.
Okay, let's go into
that.
Let's go into that. So when did you kiss girls in college?
It was college. We talked about this before.
Oh, we did. I don't remember.
I think we asked something we were talking about, like, girl on girl.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this.
Didn't you kiss a girl before in school?
Hell no. You know my point. You know where I stand.
But let's get back on Ms. Chris. So you kissed the girl. What she was your white girl?
It was like my girlfriends, like my best girlfriends.
Y'all just got drunk and just started.
Because guys like it at like parties and stuff. Yeah. You go to a party and it's like, oh, girls kiss.
That's some white shit.
Like, hell yeah.
I ain't never heard a black man act like that. Oh, yeah. Never.
Kiss her.
Right.
Play with her tits.
Right. You know, that's some white shit.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, girl. Brother, we be like, you know,
feel on her ass.
Feel that pussy.
Something.
Put your finger in her pussy. Yeah, we extra with it. We want the whole shebang. So you and those girls kissing, and it didn't go no further than that,
no.
Miss Chris.
You ain't. No. She ain't put her hand down there.
No,
and like,
no, because no diddling. About that. No,
nobody had the sushi fingers at the end of the night.
No.
Oh, somebody had the tilapia hands.
Okay, so you got aroused.
Yes, you did.
But kissing?
Yes, with those girls. Yes, you did.
No, like it was more hot to see like the guys' reactions.
Oh. So the women, them breasts, you know, when you see a woman with nice breasts and and ass and nice lips. No, he's off. No, he's off. Like, but you don't see that and be like, fucking hot.
No.
You don't think that?
No. I think I'm like,
please. What else is happening in the news, Sarah? Sarah, what else is happening? Because Miss Chris is over here bullshitting.
You so crazy. Okay, so we have a either fake or real news story. Soulja Boy got somebody pregnant.
Okay.
They don't know if it's real or true or anything. I don't know.
Okay, what I heard, it was a damn ultrasound.
Google picture.
And the picture was from Google. It was a fake ultrasound.
Right here.
the embryo came out and said, "Get away from me, blood. I don't know you." The baby said, "I don't know this nigga." God damn.
Okay.
You got to be fucked up when the embryo was denying your stupid ass. God,
we got
damn.
50 Cent, son.
What's happening with 50 Cent, son?
Oh, man. So he's trying to be a rapper now, of course. And he made a diss record to his father, 50.
Mm.
Saying, you know, my father, he ain't alive, but he's still here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's the kid that he's been going through, the first son. And I don't know what happened with that relationship, because I know
he wasn't there for him.
I used to see 50 with the son all the time in the media and all that stuff. I remember seeing him with the kid all the time.
He said that once he got, you know, 50 Cent, he
that sounds like the hood off. The hood rat baby
now,
mom.
I think it was something going on with the first mother,
right,
his son, but I don't really know the drama with that. But it's always drama, ain't it? But
yeah.
I mean, but still, though, I don't know. He dotes on that little half-breed more than he dote on his black son.
But I guess, but the relationship with the mother is cooler. Remember, the first baby mom, I mean, she done drug 50 Cent in and out of court. And there was some shit where they were in a
what
house that 50 was paying for.
Oh,
then the house burned down.
Yeah,
and it was just some arson. It's just all types of fucking
drama.
What
they got to do with you being there for your
that's
son?
That's the problem. Hey, man, you got to, you're dealing with a baby mom. You got to deal with assault, lies, infidelity, arson. I mean, goddamn.
Arson?
Yes.
I'm so.
That's just too many. It's too many crimes to deal with. That's
so
just,
you just walk away from your son?
I hope he didn't walk away from his son, because
well,
a lot
what
of.
That's what he's saying.
All right.
Well, we can only go about what the son's saying.
Right.
The son's saying he wasn't there. What can we say? You lying? I mean, that's his feelings.
I just remember seeing him with the kid a lot back in the day. And sometimes the kid will start siding with their mother. I don't know. I'm just being the devil's advocate. I'm just being because I
don't.
I am. I'm just saying. Because sometimes you like, "Dad, buy me a car." No. You're not there for me. You're not fucking there for me. Because I got a spoiled fucking kid.
No,
you know?
But
I know how spoiled ass kids are.
No, but Tariq, your daughter still love you and you're there for her, even though you ain't buy her them damn boots.
I ended up buying them shit, by the way. But anyway.
So I think it's a little bit different. Because for years he's been saying that he hasn't been there for him. So it's been a long time.
Wow.
This ain't new. The beef been going on.
Hilarious. That's crazy. That's crazy. Let's see who else we got on this damn phone on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday with the afro and the flat fro. Her fro is flat because of the
poofy.
It's poofy. She be trying to go to Fantastic Sam's and all that place to get her hair done. She needs
Fantastic
to go down there to
Sam's.
All Eyes on Me hair salon down in Compton and stop fucking around. Hey, what's up? Who's calling? What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Yo, brother, what's up?
Hey, this.
Shit.
Oh, what up? This Q.
What's up, man?
Hi, Q.
Hey, Q.
Hey, I called in before. I got another situation I need some help on.
Okay, brother, you all right, nigga? Are you being kidnapped?
Oh, no.
No,
I'm in the library.
Okay, nigga, if you're in trouble, cough three times and we're going to call some fucking 911 for you, dude. You all right, brother?
No, I'm in the.
You in the library? Okay, calm down. Breathe, nigga. Shit.
I'm down with this.
Just breathe. All right, what's going on with you? Now, you in the lot. What city you in, brother?
I'm in Warrensburg.
What the fuck is Warrensburg? That sounds like they got three niggas in the whole city. Where is that? And all
Missouri.
Three of them working damn in and out.
Where
is this? Well, you just come on, talk.
Missouri.
There you go. God damn. So, what's on your mind, brother? In the library. You listen to the show in the library right now?
No, I listen to the show. I just saw it on Twitter and I want to call in.
Okay. What are you doing in the library anyway? Are you supposed to be studying for school, class? What are you doing?
I was meeting this girl up there.
I was about to say, what's a nigga doing in the library in the middle of the damn day? And you're supposed to meet a girl at the library?
Maybe he's studying.
Yeah.
No, what happened to the girl? Wait, hold on, nigga. Hold on. We got to get into your little background for a minute. You're at the library. You're supposed to meet a girl at the library. Where is she?
Yeah.
Oh no, I guess she on her way or something.
This nigga. This chick that stood. This chick that stood your ass up. She's like, hey, crazy nigga. Okay, meet me at the library.
We're getting off topic.
She threw this nigga off. Now, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, man?
I told you last time, I'm a senior, right? And so, I don't really know anybody up here and shit. And I got into a little fight, I guess, and now they got suspended me out, and I don't know if, they going to accept me back into the school and shit.
Oh, so you're a senior. Wait, slow down. You're a senior in high school?
No, I'm a senior in college.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, nigga. Okay.
You be fighting in college?
You fighting in college? You got into fighting? That's
on the school grounds?
Who are you fighting, dude? What happened? What? You go to ICDC college? What college
Shut
you go to? Everett's?
Stop.
How you fighting in college, dude? Why are you fighting in college? And you're a senior, you're about to get the hell out.
It wasn't even my fault. We had the basketball court and somebody just, what dude swung on me? I can't even go for it, try to jump me.
So you were at a basketball court and
you
somebody
go to ICDC.
Yeah. I know. And somebody swung on you.
Yeah, we was in a wreck.
What's wrong with you?
Nigga. Okay, this nigga.
You gotta
this
hang
nigga.
Up on him, please.
This
I'm
motherfucker
I'm
right
him.
Here. Get hold on. I gotta
I'm over him.
Dude.
Y'all gonna hang up with me though, Sarah. Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up on you.
I'm listening.
No, nigga.
I'm listening. What
no,
you need
nigga.
Advice for?
This motherfucker
what you need
right
advice
here.
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
Get out of here, nigga. All right, get out of here.
What do you need advice for?
All right, it's always the goofy nigga. Man. See, that's why a lot of fellas be like, man, how come you be hanging up on the dudes?
Because
you got niggas like that. See, that's why I like the ladies to call up. The ladies get to the point.
LaTropic.
Yeah, shout out
where
to LaTropic. Where you at, LaTropic? LaTropic was very
I know
cute,
she called
by the way.
On the,
she called
Ustream.
The Ustream. Yes, she did. See, that's why I be getting on the dudes. That's why I like the ladies to call up, because the ladies kind of get to the point. The niggas always want to be the class clown on some goofball shit. It's always some nigga whose mama left him a key when Stop. She went to work, and this nigga grew up with no supervision. Growing up eating fucking graham crackers and Nutella with no damn parental supervision, bringing hood rats over to the house while mama's at work. So that's all this nigga know is dumb hood rat shit.
I knew somebody like that, by the way.
A word?
I did.
Oh, wow.
In high school, he begged me to go to prom with him, and I was like, no.
Damn.
And he told his mom that I was going, and I had to go at that point.
Damn, they shamed you into going? Oh, hilarious.
Because he lied to his mom and told him I was going, and I was like, I'm not going. And the night before, she bought me a prom dress. It was horrible.
Hilarious.
And, yeah.
Hilarious.
But his parents didn't give him a key to the house either.
So how did he get to what?
He used to have to sneak through the window and shit to get in the house.
Damn.
I know. He had old parents. He did. His
parents old parents,
old as shit.
They don't be trusting shit. They don't trust nobody. Like, baby, I know you my son, but you can't get this key. You can have them folks in here smoking that stuff.
No, seriously.
You're going to have to wait on
he
the
porch.
He was
like that. He would be smoking weed and having people over.
Then them old school parents, they like, wait your ass on the porch till I get
I'm
home.
I'm telling you. They used to have to sneak in through the damn window.
You ain't going to take my VCR no more, baby. What else is happening in the news, Sarah? Talk to me. Well, Chris, you chime in. What's happening over there?
So we can talk. You want more dark stuff?
No. Don't
okay,
give me none
Mr.
of that sad
Steal
shit.
Your Girl is looking for love in his new parody.
Who?
VH1. Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. Tremaine.
Oh, yeah.
Trigger Trey.
Okay, what does Trey Songz have going on?
He got this show called... what is it called?
Tremaine the Playboy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Flavor Flav.
He always showing dick pics.
Trey Songz?
Yeah.
He is? Where? Yeah. Not that I want to see. I
you
want to
see?
No, I don't. He's showing it. You sure it's him doing that? For
it's
real?
It's just like the game when he was in his boxes, how, you know.
Oh, so he does that? Just
yeah,
like
he
standing
got one. And that's actually the picture on the news, on the news caption.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, just standing around in his drawers.
In his drawers with his little pee-pee out.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, they so that's a thirsty nigga. Those be thirsty dudes.
Trey Songz. And I like Trey Songz music, but Trey Songz,
no, Trey
this
Songz
nigga,
can't sing. But I like he fine as hell.
Trey Songz does too much.
He
He's like
sing, Tariq.
He can sing. He's a great singer. Trey
Yo,
Songz is a good
I heard
singer.
Him botch Prince Purple Rain. Damn. And Prince even was like, get your ass off the stage. Okay? He botched it up. I was like, oh, God.
Trey just kind of does too much. And he does too much and you don't have to. If you're a sex symbol, he kind of puts extra shit on it. You don't have to do that. He just be a sex symbol and chill.
I wonder what happens with his girl, Tanea Henry. She's a jewelry designer.
I never heard of her.
Oh, she's sexy. Mm.
I never heard
she's
of her.
Sexy, though.
But with Trey. I saw Trey at the place on... what's that shopping mall? Not the Grove. You know that
Beverly Center?
No. Sarah is worth horrible with fucking
Yo,
names.
Yo, Tariq so don't bad even with know. Wait, hold on.
Sarah
you don't
so
even
bad
know.
With names. You know the shopping center. It's
I
like
don't.
The Grove out here. It's kind of like the Grove.
Glendale?
This nigga said
Which
Glendale.
One?
No. You know it's on Topanga. You know that
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
What
what's
is
that,
it called?
What's that called?
The mall? Wait,
okay,
Topanga
okay.
Game?
Yo, she ain't no damn better.
See?
I got freaking
fucking
cracked.
I haven't even been here that long.
There's so many different
where my chat
Topanga?
Room?
That look like the Grove.
It's what?
What's the name of the place? All my L.A. people.
Lena,
where's that?
Do you know?
The Village.
See,
thank you.
I've never
come
been here.
Everybody say what's up to Miss Lena. Miss Lena's in the house.
I have never heard
She's,
of that.
The Village. That's
See,
the name.
It's new.
It's new. It is new. Yes.
I haven't even
yes.
been here a year or two.
See? there you go. That's what it's called.
Old.
The Village.
Thanks,
it's the
Lena.
Village. That's the name of it. It's called The Village. I saw Trey at The Village. He had like a, you know, out here in LA, you know, you see celebrities and singers all over the place just chilling with their families and nobody rocks with it. Ain't nobody fucking with them like that. Because you see so many people. But I saw Trey Songz with like two big fucking bodyguards walking around the Village. I'm like, brother,
two
ain't no
big bodyguards.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, ain't nobody tripping
checking
on
for you, boy.
I'm like, okay, it look
I
real
know,
odd.
Chicks may come out of nowhere and start.
But not out here. Well, you know, you'll see Denzel at the goddamn Starbucks
shut
out
up,
here.
Shut up. Denzel works out with me at my boxing gym.
Is that the one on
La Cienega?
Oh yeah, my
La
daughter used to go there.
And Olympic.
Yeah.
He goes there every single week, and no one believes me because we're not allowed to take cameras inside.
Yeah, with your
but
sneaky ass, I know you be in there trying to sneak
no,
cameras.
No, I don't. I respect. But yes, I actually work out with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, my daughter used to go to that spot.
And he is so friendly and he loud as shit too. He's a loud nigga. Like, what are you? He just loud like. You know, he's just
I'm here to box.
He moved real slow.
Really?
But he got a strong hit, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He was teaching me how to get my left hook together.
Denzel trying to push up?
I'm telling you. You could tell the way
he
put on offenses.
I really like your afro. I really like it, you know? You not going to get that pussy to me?
No, but how he, like, training huh? day.
I'm King Kong on that pussy.
No, but he's very, very nice, but he's loud. Like, he's, you know how people say black people loud? Like, he's a loud black man.
Yeah.
He's just loud
That's
as
so
fuck.
So cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah.
Give me the pussy, Sarah. Give me the pussy.
He's old.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
Old.
He look like he's
I'm waiting for his son to come up in there. Come
how old is Denzel?
He got to be in his 50s.
Oh,
gotta be 50.
I gotta see that movie, Fences.
I
heard
saw
that.
It.
You saw it? I heard it was good.
It was good, but it was a tad bit too long.
Okay.
Tad bit too long.
I gotta peep that. Mm-hmm. What else is happening, Miss Chris? Come on, give it up. You better be ready.
I was just gonna be talking about Lady Gaga during the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
So I just wanted to talk about
that. Oh, God.
Two,
I actually liked it, but I thought she was a little out of breath for me.
She was crazy.
When she's jumping off shit.
I thought she was a little, and then her little pudge, her little
yeah,
stomach
little
was lopping over the shores. I was like, girl, tighten up there.
Hell yeah, it's Lady Gut. that gut was hanging over a little bit.
Oh, no.
And then, but it wasn't it the second most watched
yeah.
Super Bowl, her
in
performance?
History.
It was 117.5 million.
But that's because all those people were watching the Super Bowl and they just simply didn't change the channel.
But hold on, you know what's hurting? Yeah. Yeah. You're so shady.
They're not shady. I mean, shit. Beyonce's performance last year was a fucking beast,
Hello.
Man. That
That's
was
what I'm
the
saying.
Shit.
I'm like, you know, she was a little out of breath.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a, like, all right, catch a win first. You know, performers are supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to have endurance. So,
yeah.
And then that flipping in the air shit scared
the
shit
out of
me.
Yeah, that was too much. Like, she was like,
one part looked
like
she
really?
Messed up.
Wow.
One part looked like she messed up and did an extra flip. And I'm like.
No, when she tried to catch the ball at the end, I was just like, all right, that's too much. Like,
what
you doing? Like, why are you? She barely caught it.
But
she
I liked her costumes. I thought her costumes were very nice.
Yeah,
Versace.
It was cool.
Yeah, the droids were cool, too. I really liked the droids.
You know, a lot of people are campaigning. They want Rihanna to be on the next one.
Rihanna!
They want Rihanna to be on the next
one. You know, I'm a Rihanna fan.
I love Rihanna.
But she can't touch B. sorry.
Oh, hell no.
She can't touch
hell
B.
No. And, you know, Beyonce's pregnant now and shit.
With shit, Beyonce going to still do backflips and shit.
Hell yeah.
With twins.
Shit. Beyonce, goddamn. No, brand new Destiny child in her stomach. Shit.
I want to talk about something that happened to me this weekend.
What happened, dear?
I want to talk about, I had to grown man shame somebody.
Who you had to shame?
My trainer. I had to shame him.
For what?
So he hit me up and he asked me if I wanted private lessons.
Mm-mm.
And
I said, oh, right, we know what that right. means.
And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, because he's the same age as my mom, so he's old. I'm like, okay, like, sure, of course I want private lessons. Who the fuck doesn't?
Mm.
So he's like, how much can you afford? I'm like, free. That's what I can afford. He's like, oh, I can't do it for that low. And I'm like, okay, well, then why you ask me, basically? So then later on, he's like, you know, you can give me a massage. You can massage my whole body.
Old school ass shit. I haven't heard that one since high school.
For training?
But in exchange for private lessons.
That nigga did the old school give me a massage rap. That's
now, what? I'm not going to lie, he is fine.
We used to do that in high school.
Well, he is your age.
Probably
he's
so.
He's like 47.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, you know, he's all, well, you know, I was just thinking you can do something creative to get the lessons. And I'm thinking, do I have hoe on my forehead? Like, why are these niggas approaching me, like, disrespecting me? And so I had a grown man shame him because he's a Q. So I had to shame him on that shit. I was like, you know, you're supposed to be an elder.
That's
you know
old
my situation.
School,
and you know damn well, who's that?
That's, go ahead and talk. That's FedEx.
Oh.
It's FedEx. Gets to the office.
You going to make them haul some more shit up here?
I know. No, no, no. They're good. They're taking stuff.
No, but yeah. I had to tell him, like, you know, you're an elder and you're a Q, which means you're supposed to be helping the community.
Shit. Them
Why
Qs,
are
them
you?
Qs, shit.
But I had to shame
them,
him,
them
though.
Q's are fuck the brakes off your ass.
I said, you know, what is wrong with you? You are, like, old enough to be my dad. And he told me he had a 26-year-old son. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
He's campaigning. Shit.
And you ain't had enough pussy in your life where you gotta go hit on me, somebody that's 25, half your age?
Hey, that pussy is legal. It's legal and ready to
so
go.
He's so like he's texting me like, what's up? I'm just checking on you.
Hey. He's like, look, these lessons ain't gonna pay for themselves.
Yeah, I've been paying for the damn lessons already.
All right, well, you must
not be private, but I mean, it's a group class, but shit. I mean, damn, really?
Yeah, you must be in there.
Why you gotta fuck me?
You must be in there with them cheeks jiggling, and you know, no. Got him feeling kind of youthful.
No,
there's a little hunger in his
old
spirit.
I always feel about trainers. That's why I stopped seeing trainers because it always got to that point where they were like, oh yeah, bending over, like all like
girl,
sexy.
But this is boxing.
Well, still.
We ain't bending over, though.
But it's still, like, guys get off on, like, all kinds of seeing you, like, hitting in the bag. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, you sweating.
Him. Yeah.
And there's a certain, sensual musk
right?
that's coming off you.
Like, near each other.
You know something funny? Yeah. I do not sweat.
Please, shit.
I don't. I'm so sick. Everyone in my class is always like, yo, you don't sweat. What's up?
Man,
and we
please.
Work fucking hard, and I do not sweat. I
your drawers probably got all types of discharges in them after you work out. Please.
I am not commenting on that. That is just disgusting.
I don't sweat.
That's disgusting.
The sweat is coming out somewhere.
I don't sweat for real. I really don't.
That's like a medical like health thing.
No, it's not.
You need to get that checked.
Man,
our body is supposed to sweat, though.
I don't sweat as much as everyone else.
Okay.
Because it don't be dripping from my damn forehead.
Okay.
People think I don't sweat, but everyone in class makes fun of me. They're like, yo, you don't be sweating. What's up with you?
Man, please. You get home from the gym, them sweatpants be smelling like chicken parmigiano from Olive Garden. That'd right. be smelling cheesy and meaty.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Tariq?
Why did you bring this up?
I didn't know he would say that.
Please, please, please.
No, because
you don't sweat.
I know.
You ain't work. Somebody in the room said you ain't working hard enough. That means you in there
bullshit. Fuck that. I work hard. This
Do you
boxing.
Sweat when you work out?
I sweat, but lightly.
See?
Like,
me
I don't
too.
Sweat a lot.
Mm. I'm not saying I don't be wet. My back and shoulders and shit be wet, but just because I'm not dripping like everyone else, they feel like I'm not sweating. But I work fucking hard. Trust. Because we have to.
Let me see who we got on the phone. We got y'all little musty asses talking this bullshit. What's up? Who's calling?
I can't believe you.
Hello? This nigga right here.
This is Will from Atlanta.
Will, you all right, brother? Sound like you were fighting.
Yeah, I dropped my phone, man. I dropped my phone. When
what
I
the hell? Man. I'm going to drop this damn phone. Nigga dropped the phone over the weed pipe. I'm like, shit.
Over the weed pipe.
You funny, man. Yeah, I got a quick question.
Go ahead, man.
I'm 24, man, and I'm trying to become, like, kind of independent because, like, every job I get, people find out I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
And then they see, like, that I'm a little bit confident. And then, you know, once management sees I'm confident and sees the girls are, you know what I'm saying, attracted to me and stuff, just naturally, they get my ass up out of there. So what tips do you have for somebody like me, man?
So what you're saying is you're just too sexy to be on some of these jobs.
Right.
And motherfuckers can't handle your sexy.
Not even that, bro. It's just more like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a quick learner. So, you know what I'm saying, once people see that you're a quick learner, they get a bigger position. And once they see I'm confident, it's kind of like the females just choose automatically. So it always creates like a little problem and shit.
Now, what kind of work you do, brother?
Shit, I did everything, man. I'm doing machine tech right now.
Okay.
I used to be a chef. I was a supervisor at UPS, all type of stuff, man. But every time, it's the same thing, man. Once management sees I get played, they're like, oh, well.
This is an egotistical nigga. Like, all the bitches at Applebee's want me,
and
nigga.
You know what he probably look like. Too.
Oh, these bitches up here at these bitches at Ruby Tuesdays are all up on these nuts.
Are you even cute talking like that?
It's been times where I don't even try to talk to people, bro. Where I sit in there and barely talk to anyone and just sit there and do my work. And then after a while, like, they'd be like, okay, well, you can do this, but we'll give you a higher position. And people be like, who is this new guy doing his work?
Well, just focus. Just focus on your job and your money. Don't worry about the chicks up there at the job and all that, man. Just focus on getting your paper. Don't focus on being the sexiest nigga in the room and all that. Don't get caught.
Oh yeah, I get what you're saying, bro. I'm just saying like how do I become independent? Like it's not like I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get females. It's just like they just attracted to me and it becomes an issue.
Okay, you're asking two different questions, see?
They just attracted to me.
Yes,
what you got? You got the juice?
Okay. I don't know, man. But saucy. For real, though. Like tips for somebody my age, like, who doesn't have any, like, startup money to become independent. You know
Because you're asking two different questions. All right. So, basically, you ear hustle and learn what's going on at the job, see what's popping, and then try to parlay that into something that you can do without the help of the people at the job. That's all the independence means. You use whatever skills that you have. If you're a chef, you can become an independent chef and, you know, lease yourself out to certain places or become a caterer or something like that. Because, see, you flooded the conversation with your sexiness and all these motherfuckers can't keep their hands off you. So you got to focus
on... My bad, bro.
You were having like two different conversations. Okay. Thank you, brother. Okay, this nigga...
I'm too sexy for my
I know
shirt.
One of these old, I'm too sexy niggas. Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, dude.
He too sexy, yo.
That wasn't even the crux of what he wanted to know something about.
He just wanted to tell us he was sexy.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I used to have dudes call up to the Mac Lessons radio show. They call up like, yeah, man, you know, I got a lot of dick, man. I'm not trying to hurt these women. How do I have sex without hurting these women with all this dick? I'm like, nigga, shut up. Fuck out of here.
You know. Oh my God.
Have you ever dated egotistical dudes like that, ladies?
Hell yes. Yes. He was all up on Instagram, posted pictures of themselves looking good.
And I'm like, sorry to say that. Isn't that horrible? Like, those dudes.
More than me. Like, he was posted- if you've taken longer than me to get ready,
goodbye.
Bye.
Man.
I definitely have. And I don't want to say it, but I got to. And he was light-skinned.
Uh-oh.
He was light-skinned.
Are y'all women dating these light-skinned dudes?
I'm telling you. He was. And he was, like, fresher than me. Like, acting like he looked better. And I was thinking, what the hell's going on here? No.
These old I'm too sexy-ass niggas. Y'all pumping these dudes up.
Yeah. He thought he looked better than me, child. I was I was like, oh, I can't do this.
See? I was actually reading an article about, like, people try to choose partners who are as, close or to their sexy appearance as themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, you usually tend to date people on that, but they're finding that people tend to be one partners are more attractive than the other. Usually it's the women.
Oh, wow.
Or more attractive than the men.
Oh, damn.
I done seen some fine-ass dudes with some ugly-ass women now.
Yeah.
And I would be like, how the hell?
What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, how you doing? Steve, I'm in Dallas right now.
You in Dallas. What's going on in Dallas, fam?
How you doing, Lex?
Hey.
Eric.
What's going on with everybody's phone lines tonight? When the phone lines, the people are all delayed
It'd be
up.
The dudes.
Yeah, I know the dudes. What's on your mind, man?
What's going on, man? Hey, should I give up on the whole finding a female with no kids that's on her shit? You know what I'm saying? Because especially out here, it seems like when I run into a woman, if she don't have no kids, she ain't about nothing. And if she do have kids, you know, I mean, if she is about something, she do have kids. So, like, I'm a single dude, no kids. I'm on my own, doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't balling nothing, but you know what I'm saying? I'm able to do whatever I want.
Right.
And it's like, it's hard to find that same thing.
Dang.
And you're down in Dallas?
And it's like I don't want to sound like no broad or nothing, but it's some low-budget-ass females around. You know what
Except
saying?
For me and Chris. We ain't low-budget, and we ain't got kids.
Oh, yeah, hey. Be back home for your little dude don't come out there. I got company for you.
What? What he
said? I missed what he said. Yeah, but anyway, let me address that. But, all right, man, thank you for the call because his phone is breaking up. So he said that, you know, it's hard to meet women out in Dallas because a lot of the women have kids. See, that the thing is, I've been to Dallas. There's some thorough sisters in Dallas. See, a lot of brothers, if y'all attracting like hood radish type chicks out there, there's something about your game. You know, water seeps its own level. And a lot of times, dudes, you give dusty hood rat energy that calls out for women like that. You dig? If you a nigga who values riding down the slab on candy paint and all that, on elbows, drinking lean, and smoking, you're going to get a motherfucker with a couple of kids. So you got to value certain things. Let me look at your shoe. You got some damn Flash Gordon fucking shoes. Which fly? That was a cute though. Those are fly.
I was about to say,
those are
I'm
nice.
A shoe fanatic.
Those are nice. Look at this. Show your feet, Sarah. Show. Let's show Sarah's cute toes, fellas. If you wanna,
why are you trying to?
Y'all
want to
show,
my show
toes? Look at. I'm trying to sell y'all to the brothers out here.
I gotta show my feet.
Yes.
I don't have ugly feet.
They see. Look, these are two single women. We got a nice little piece of chocolate, a nice piece of mocha. She's busting it open right now. Look at her.
She got the, she's lopping over.
I know. Don't lop
her
over.
Cup
there you go.
Over.
Yes, it is. Man.
What
else? What else?
Show my damn feet, though, Tariq. That's weird.
Fellas like that. Thorough fellas like that.
Well, my feet ain't ugly.
No, they're not. Somebody said them dragon toes. Her toes are not dragon. Haters.
What's
happening in the news, Sarah? Talk to the family.
Oh,
what's happening?
Oh, Lord. We got Papa Knows. He didn't know that Beyonce was pregnant. He found out through a text message.
Damn.
Shady.
The damn. Now, is she still cool with her dad?
That's what I was going to ask you. Because I know Solange did a performance, and she had tweeted out a picture of her and her dad together. And so I'm just confused. I'm like, is Solange apparently is cool with him, but
yeah.
I don't know. Beyonce ain't telling him that she was pregnant. Okay. He said that he just kept getting congratulations, and he was like, what the hell y'all talking about? And then somebody said, go online.
And Matthew Knows this nigga he went through a midlife crisis.
Yo,
like a motherfucker.
Like
God,
a mother.
Damn, that nigga just started. The minute he got divorced,
he
fucked every
damn baby.
He had hood rats all over Texas. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he was getting it
he
in.
He was getting it in.
I mean,
in.
He got a baby.
He has a couple.
He
has
like
a couple of babies, too.
Babies.
This old nigga, he's like, what, damn near 70 with infants? Sit your ass down, Matthew Knowles.
We also got, speaking of infants, Reggie Bush's side piece gave birth during the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Lord, these niggas get caught up by these
They haven't done a DNA test yet. It hasn't been confirmed. But
oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
And she's just another damn white girl.
Ain't she like, don't he like them, all the chicks look like Kim Kardashian, all
his,
the chicks
his,
he messed
his
with?
His wife now looks like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Why you? What you got? Let's talk to us. You just be over here observing like you're at a bus stop.
I'm just looking at
I'm really so
at
glad
you.
That she out of her funk.
I am
the
too.
The show is better.
It is. And we're glad you're out of your funk.
You good? Yeah. Focusing on me, which how you should be sometimes.
Yes, indeed.
Somebody told me that.
They told
a wise
girl,
person,
we spent the
mom.
Whole 2 hours telling you that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Someone us.
Exactly.
You know it's hard sometimes.
Yes, indeed. Let me see who's
girl,
on the phone.
See.
We got a lot of folks calling.
I want some ladies.
I know. I want some of the ladies to call.
I'm
up.
On the tropic.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Tariq?
What's up, man? Who is this?
My name, man, this is Lee. I'm out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, man. Hey, the beautiful ladies on there, most definitely. How y'all doing?
Lee is all playing. Man, that nigga, that's a that's play talk.
So
Lee,
smooth
ass.
Hey, I'm doing
Lee.
Well. Hey, thank you.
He got a nice voice.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you for asking, man. I'm doing well. I got a question, Tariq.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm 39 years old, man. I'm an electrician. I'm a master electrician, to be honest.
No doubt.
And I'm having real problems with the women out here nowadays. And as soon as I say what I do, it goes to this gold digger-ish type of situation. And eventually, it turns into that's what it is. They're trying to move into the crib. They see the house. They see the car. You know, how do you avoid this? Nowadays, we got this real thirsty thing going on nowadays that it's hard to avoid it.
Yeah.
So how do you pick them out? How do you avoid that? I guess it's the places I'm going. I remember listening to the old Mac lessons. I'm going to the museums and things of that nature. Things that I like, wineries, and things that, and they still popping up. And they still popping up out of these places. So. I'm just looking for a little better advice.
There you go. So you got two choices. See, when you're a brother with your shit together, you're working, you got a career going, you're a master electrician, so you know what the hell you're doing. So you on top of your thing. So I know you're making good paper. So
I'm doing well.
Yes, indeed. So you got two options when it comes to dating. Number one, you find somebody who's somewhat on your level as far as her career. And that's very difficult, to be very honest, for
it
a
is.
Lot of women to
it
be
is.
On that level, especially in a smaller city. That's not a major city like Dallas or New York or Miami. That's very difficult. You have to usually go out of town and network and things like that to kind of vibe with certain people. And then the second option, you got to find somebody who has not accumulated a bunch of baggage yet. So you got to kind
of. That's the issue.
That's the issue.
Because I'm baby daddy sometimes, and it's like, look here, now I don't have any. You know, I have one child. My son's 13, so he's almost out the way.
Yeah,
and it's just like I'm taking on other people's responsibility. They right. trying to. I look like the instant baby daddy when I,
yeah,
you know, and it's
yeah.
like
you don't
want to
go that route either. That's the thing. You want to
not at all.
So those are the options you have. You got to get somebody who's fresh in the game, somebody who's fresh in the dating game, who don't have a lot of notches under her belt. A bunch of kids under her belt, a bunch of dusty niggas that's misrepresenting the game. So, you know, that can be difficult too because, you know, the wolves are waiting. They waiting for women to turn 18 and 21 every day so they can fuck their lives up. So by the time these women get with a decent dude, they done been ran through by every damn knucklehead.
See?
So I would say one of your best bets is to, again, campaign in some of the bigger cities on the weekend. You know, nothing too serious, nothing too major, but just kind of test the waters in other spots if you can't find somebody in your city who's doing what they're supposed to do as far as being on your level. But also online, look online, because I don't knock online hookups and all that. See who's in your area online. See who's doing what you're doing online. That's why we have sites like More Us. Everybody should have a More Us account because you can see where people are. You can see what type of occupation they have based on the location. So that's going to help you out a lot. All right, fam?
Hey, thanks for the advice, bro.
No doubt,
bye.
Fam.
Good luck.
Yes, indeed.
I know he make dough because my dad.
Talk in the damn mic, Sarah. Stop trying
to
be
cute.
Do you
not see?
You hold it. It's not a dick. It's a mic. Talk to it. You ain't supposed to just hold it.
Oh,
what's
the...
Talk
so
in the mic. Okay.
Bye, Lena.
Oh, yes. Talk. I got to do something.
Yeah.
Hold the camera on your damn self.
Okay.
So it's us talking. It's girls.
Talk about
it's us. Okay. Tariq is so disrespectful talking about the damn mic.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? Anyway. Yeah, so I know that it's so hard for dudes, especially like the last caller. He makes a nice income. It's hard, you know, when you're trying to find somebody that's genuine, that's not out to like get your money.
No, yeah.
I mean, that shit is hard to me. Fuck.
Like, where do you even go to like find people like that?
That's what his question was.
I mean, because these websites out here, you got to be careful sometimes.
But how do you not show that you make a decent income?
You have to show that.
I'm just saying, like, how it would be hard for him, I guess, to find somebody that would want him for him and not his pockets.
down.
We know we got thirsty chicks around here nowadays.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's kind of scary. You just gotta be, you gotta know. I feel like you would know when it happens, when you find that person, you're on the website or know, Tariq, you go out and
what?
I was just talking about the last caller and how it's really hard to find somebody genuine.
Yeah.
That, you know, he makes a decent living. It would be hard for him to like not show that he makes a
decent living.
But
there are real chicks out there though who are really successful and like making it, who are good people.
I agree, but apparently him, I know that it's hard. We were just talking about the damn thirsty Instagram models.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them.
That's the thing. This shit right here.
Hey, Tariq.
Hey, who is this?
It's a female.
This is Brittany from Seattle.
Hey, Brittany, how are you, dear?
Good. How are you? Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I love you. Hi, Chris.
Hi, we love you too.
So what's going on with you, Brittany?
God, I can't believe I got through.
Yes, you did.
What's I'm driving my husband to work right now.
Oh, cool, cool. That's a good wife, driving your nigga to work. I love it. I love it.
I was calling Tariq because we're taking a trip to Thailand in April, and I wanted to know if you had any like tips or advice for us.
Oh, yeah,
she
definitely.
She sounds like you, Chris.
I know.
Uh-huh.
No, Brittany.
Hi.
Now, Brittany, are you Filipino?
Well,
what
we
are you?
We kind of look the same, Chris.
Oh, okay. You are you biracial, Brittany?
Yeah, I am. Oh, yeah,
okay. I knew
cool.
it.
So like, yeah. Cool. Biracial.
You don't, Brittany, you don't have you a Matty Ice, do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a bad wench. My husband's from Africa.
Oh, he's from Africa?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What part?
What part are you from?
He's Somali.
Somali.
She
said
Somali.
Oh, Somali. Okay. Somalian. Oh, I thought she said from Mali. Somali. Oh, Somalian. Okay, like Captain Phillips.
Is he a pirate?
I know.
No, he's not a pirate.
I am your leader. Look at me. I am your leader.
Oh, my God.
Is he a pirate?
Yeah, but look, you guys,
no,
are gonna,
he's not a pirate.
You guys are going to enjoy Thailand. Thailand is beautiful, man. The food there is wonderful. You guys go to Bangkok. It's beautiful in Bangkok, man. Everything is cheap out there, so definitely Bangkok is your spot.
Okay.
When you guys
are the beaches nice out there?
Well, the beaches are like down in Phuket and all of those places on the outskirts, but definitely go to Bangkok. That's the spot. It's just culturally a very Bangkok. Nice place to go. But if you guys want to go to the beach, you got to go to the outskirts of the country. When you guys plan on going?
April.
Oh, April,
in April,
April. Okay.
For my husband's 30th.
Oh,
ooh,
cool.
When is his birthday?
It. His birthday is April what?
April 16th.
Oh, cool. So close. He's still in Aries, though. Mine is April 9th.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Aries.
Oh, so close, too, yeah.
Now, when is your birthday, Brittany?
May 26th.
And how old are you?
I'm
30.
Oh, okay. I love
Gemini.
It.
Gemini. Is it Gemini?
You're Gemini?
Yeah, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, man, let me know how y'all trip go, man. Look, take pictures on your trip. I would love to see how you guys get down out there, but you're going to really enjoy it.
Definitely.
Stay away from the lady boys.
Yeah. Don't let your dude go out by himself, because he'd come back.
Come back turned out.
Yeah. He come back, his booty hole open.
That's not happening.
Good. Don't let him go out by himself. Shit. All right, thank you, dear. Yeah,
that's. I wanted to ask you, Tariq, when you in Thailand, did you experience any of the rolling blackouts that they have there?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, you know what? I was in Bali, in Indonesia, and it was some kind of religious thing that they had where they had to turn out all the lights.
Oh shit!
And, yeah, it's like it was, and it was like for a few hours, but it had to be like pitch black. I mean, no, because Bali is an island, and yeah, it's. It was like no lights, period. It's like something you can't let the gods come out. It's something weird. It's some weird religion. But it was pitch damn black. And I wasn't scared. I just had my hand on my wallet and my booty hole just in case a damn Bali rapist was around trying to take advantage. But yeah, you had to turn out all the lights and close. It was real weird, but it's beautiful out there, though.
Yeah. That's
so cool.
Yes, indeed. Now, what else? What else? One more thing. What else is happening in the news? Anything happening, Miss Chris? Anything happening in the news? You're just over here thinking about Matty Ice.
No,
what you doing?
I'm looking. What you looking at? News sources.
Talk to us.
On all my
news
sources.
We can talk about how Trump will.
And Omarosa? That one?
He just announced the. What?
What about Omarosa?
She says that she was called Trump's slur.
She was called. Somebody called her a slur.
You know,
yes, by who? She was shopping.
While she was shopping?
Yeah.
Some random person.
Oh, some random person
but
called her
that,
which she is, basically.
Her and Trump are collaborating to fund HBCUs.
Yeah,
I posted that video. Someone was just reading the news story.
Yeah, that's a con game, by the way. Yo, and Brother Claude Anderson talked about how when people talk about helping black folks out through funding HBCUs, that's kind of a bullshit-ass hustle. Because the thing is, most HBCUs are ran by white people.
Mm-hmm,
they're ran
mm-hmm.
by white money, white philanthropy. So basically, I'm going to help you blacks out by giving this white person some money.
To help you.
To help you. See how great I am to you niggas? Is that con? That's a old goddamn con game, man. And plus, even with HBCUs, you get an education, but where are the jobs? Mm-hmm. See, you see, nobody ever talks about funding jobs.
Yeah.
That's the con.
They, you know, I follow Antonio Moore, and he did... pulled up some data, and he said the average black woman that graduates from college is negative $11,000. That's what, how much she's worth.
Yeah.
Negative $11,000.
Yeah. So they know, oh, we'll give you all the education you need. Ain't no jobs no out jobs, here, so yeah. Nigga, read up.
Yeah.
Read the fuck up,
that's
nigga.
That's the con right there. That's the con. With that go to school, get your education, all
and
that.
And don't create jobs, exactly. Oh. They have no problem throwing every book in the world at mm-hmm. you now.
Because now you in debt.
You in debt. Ain't no jobs. And now you owe. So, yep. you know. And once you get out of here, you can't get no job with your college degree. You're going to have to get on Instagram, crack them ass cheeks open.
And become an IG model.
Become an Instagram model. You're going to have to, dudes, come out here and start trapping.
Yep.
So we can get these prisons filled up with your little black asses.
But it was a special on ABC, and it was interviewing black women with master's degrees from these really prestigious colleges.
Well, you talking the mic, Sarah. You don't be talking in the damn mic. Talk to that damn mic, woman.
And so they went to these really prestigious colleges, and they were just talking about how they broke now.
Yeah.
How they don't have any money.
Yeah, like my friend who got her master's, and she still cannot find a job. It's been like 2 years.
But these
yeah.
old bros. So
yeah.
yeah.
In their 40s. Well, you can't pop that's pussy so no more. That
yeah,
is.
That's the thing. Y'all,
nobody, you know, they'll help you when you young and broke, but when you old and broke,
you know,
it's over for you.
Yeah, you can't get on Instagram no more. You got to get on damn Christian Mingle. You got to do shit like that.
Christian Mingle.
In campaign. You dig? Anyway, let's get one more call before we get up out of her. One more call. This better be a good. I want some ladies to call up. We got Atlanta. Somebody from Atlanta calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? What's going on, ladies? This is Brandon from Atlanta.
Hi, Brandon from Atlanta.
Hello.
And I'm going to be in Atlanta tonight, actually. I got to go to Atlanta just for a day. I got to go down there.
Oh, so you're going
to
be at the airport?
That's so cool.
No, I'm going to go through the airport. I got to go there to... I got to get somebody to inspect the house that I have, you know, because I got new tenants coming in.
I'm going to move in there.
When you going to Atlanta?
I don't know. I was thinking about moving to Atlanta because, you know, California ain't really caping for black folks.
Really?
Like
really?
You going to the next time we see you, you have a hydrogeled ass
shut
and a damn stripper name.
No.
But what's on Brandon? Well, let's talk to Brandon. What's on your mind, Brandon?
I'm calling because I met this chick and she's a little too damn thirsty. I'm trying to figure out the best way to shake her and still hit it.
Okay, she's thirsty like how? What is she doing?
She always want to come over to my house. Always calling a nigga, texting. I met her a week ago, and within 3 days, she was like, "I'm the best thing that ever happened." So
you are? Have you hit it yet?
Yeah, been hit it.
Okay, so you're just trying to shake her now, but you still want to hit it. But you want to?
Yeah, I mean, maybe for like a good 2 weeks, and then I'll be done. But you know, it's still cuffing season, so I'm not trying to leave just yet. But I'm trying to figure out a way to move away because this, you know, she's a little too clingy.
She's clingy because
I just got out of a relationship. I ain't doing all that shit.
It's Valentine's, dude. This is Valentine's season, so a lot of women are real clingy around this time of year. Women are very clingy around Valentine's. They're very sad. That's why Chris was crying her damn ass off last week. Chris had a nervous breakdown last week. So, you know, this Valentine does that to you.
I'm taking myself somewhere to the movies.
Yes. You know, we're gonna hook y'all up. You know what? We ought to have a blind date.
We should have a mixer, Tariq.
A mixer and film it. And
like Millionaire Matchmaker.
Funny. That would be funny.
Except for these niggas ain't millionaires.
I know. But we should have something where we... you know, try to hook y'all up, matchmake y'all. I've been brainstorming about having
Brandon,
like a. Like
would
a,
you come to the mixer, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come.
I don't know about you, Brandon. You're talking about I want to hit it and quit
I know.
It,
now, Brandon, what does old girl look like, by the way? She must be like real average because niggas always want to curve the average ones. You dig? What's she looking like?
I'll send you a picture.
Yes, send me a picture of what she looks like.
Damn, we want to know now.
I want to know what's popping. And look, after Valentine, she's going to slow it down after Valentine. The thirst is going to dissipate after Valentine. I think so.
Yeah, because she tried to hit me with the what we doing for Valentine shit. And I'm like, we not doing anything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn, you can't even cook her a steak?
No. Hell no, 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 don't do that.
That's how shit starts.
Exactly.
Start taking motherfuckers out on Valentine's and birthdays and shit. Is this already set up to be like a friend with benefit type of thing?
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you have a friend with benefits, don't do nothing sentimental on a holiday. Oh. Don't take it to another level like that.
So what you gonna do on Valentine's Day? Just turn your phone off? What?
Oh,
what
you gonna do? I already told her. I'm like, because she was telling me next week is her birthday. She was like, what are we doing for my birthday? I'm like, nothing. I'm not doing shit for you. I told her from jump, this ain't gonna go nowhere but a smash. Are you cool with that? She said, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Okay, so, I got to see what she looks like. But don't let her pressure you. If you already told her what the deal is, that's what it is. And if it gets too bad.
Yeah, no, there's no pressure. It's just that I'm starting to get nervous that, you know, she might be on some stalker shit.
I was going to say, you better stop playing with this girl hard. She's going to come up at your damn house
with
a knife.
That's what I'm worried about.
And your ass going to be on Discovery ID.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, you don't want to lead her on, especially around the holidays. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell her no extra goddamn shit that you're going to, you know, you're going to do something sentimental with her and you're going to go cupcake with her and you're going to buy a balloon.
Is it a gun?
That's her right here.
Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life.
She's going to be on some, is it a gun? Is it a damn knife? So you need to check. But I want to see what she looks like. Send a picture of her.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the picture I'm going to tweet you the picture right now.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
That's Brandon from Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
I think you really should do that. I think that's a good idea. Have a mixer. You know, it will go alongside with your Macis lessons and all that.
Because what I wanted to do, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a whole show, like an online show, about us, all of us.
Who is us?
Me, you, Chris.
Lena,
the whole office, us, the whole business here.
Is this us here?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying us like it's 30 people.
Right,
so this
right.
is a reality.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cute.
Sitting around ISM Radio. And we talk about, have us on the show. Then we go into your dating lives and talk about the insides and outsides of that, because that shit is very interesting. People are interested in that.
I'm ready. I'm be lonely on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Aww. Now, wouldn't that be a good idea for a show, guys?
Yeah.
Radio show, a reality show where we do our thing on the show and then we go into the live.
We're filming it in here.
No,
you got to get the whole setup looking right.
No, this is right. This is real. It's reality fucking TV.
You should get at least like candy coated nights, like she's on the couch.
No, but that's not, it's manufactured. We're talking about real shit.
I just
this
wanna
is
sit
real
in
life.
A comfortable seat.
So you're gonna be starting to film it? Like, are you just gonna set up the cameras just around here? Like,
no, you know, just film it. Yeah, film it. Just film the whole, you know, just like a regular television show.
I think so.
You did?
I think that would be cute.
Yeah, like a regular television show. Like a regular reality show, and then in between shows, like, you know, y'all do the talking in front of the green screen. Like, you know,
I can't stand that girl.
Yeah.
Why she?
And, you know, have Chris crying. I love him. My heart hurts. You know, that would be nice because I've been brainstorming.
So.
I think that would be real fly.
That'd be nice.
I think we're going to do that when I get done with this movie, we can do that. Or even in between, we're going to do that because this is something that's real simple.
Okay.
You dig?
I'm down.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in the 1804. I'm pressed.
Yes, indeed.
Because, I don't know, Tariq. Is my slave clothes going to at least look decent?
Oh my God.
Decent
You're an
slave
actress.
Clothes.
Where's your acting? You have to act.
I know how to act.
Yeah.
I know how to act.
Yes, okay, indeed. Then. Why are you asking questions?
I know how to act.
Yes, you
got to
act. Well, you know, if you got to play a slave.
Oh, I know how to act.
Braid them fucking hair.
Shut
edges
your
up.
Ass up. I gotta get a wig. I gotta get the little cornrow wig.
Yes. Yes.
You know I'm bald for real.
and Chris can just get some stuff from Matty Ice's house. He got some slave
he already got the whip.
He got the whip and the slave. I'm messed. Look at this cute thing right here.
I mean, I can bring the whip.
Oh my gosh. She's gonna. Wait, she's gonna be in the house.
I know.
My ass gonna be in the field. You already know. I'm not light enough.
Lord. Yeah, because, you know, they had a mulatto contingent.
I'm still one shade darker.
And yo, we got to do that crispy skit too. We're gonna do that in a couple
women
weeks.
Don't do that.
There's a crispy skit that the girls are gonna be in. It's funny as damn hell. I've been waiting for the weather to. The weather out here is a beast, thing. Man.
Did you? Never mind. I'm gonna say. Okay. I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah.
About the
later.
Weather.
Okay. But yeah, the email address. People want to know the email address. It's info@tariqelite.com. That is the email address. What is your Instagram? Let everybody know how to find you
it's
on the gram.
KRISTIN_montage, MONTAGE. So Kristen_montage.
Yes. And what is yours, dear?
It's the Sarah Nicole _. So it's the _Sarah. _Nicole.
Yes, and y'all know me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, TariqElite. And everybody, again, you guys go to 1804movie.com. You guys can go there. We have reached the funding goal, but we have a few hours left. The funding is going to end later on tonight, but this is your last moment to be a part of history. Go to 1804movie.com and be a part of the film. Ladies and gentlemen, what y'all got up for this week, fam? Girls.
I'm gonna go dancing.
Where you go?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I love dancing. I like that's
dancing.
So fun.
I like to dance and sing. So now, I'm gonna go find a place.
What kind of dancing you like to do?
Salsa.
Okay, fellas, all my Latino brothers, all my Dominicans, we're gonna get you a dark Dominican to go salsa dancing with you. Dark.
We're gonna get
Chris some melanin. Now, what you doing? What you doing this week?
So I have plans. I'm still getting my apartment together, and I'm hanging out with some friends, which is long overdue.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be doing that.
And Sarah needs some furniture for her apartment.
I sure do.
So, fellas, if y'all want a cupcake, you know, let's play the coochie lottery.
Stop. Just
in hopes of
the
getting
coochie
something.
Coochie lottery.
Yes. Hit her up. What's an email they can hit you up so they can send you some furniture?
SarahNicoleInquiries@gmail.com.
Yes.
It's on my Instagram. So,
you know, so y'all help. I'm gonna get you some furniture. What do you need at the house? I'm gonna help something so you don't have to do nothing strange for some change.
Oh,
what do you need at the house?
Oh my God. I'm trying to get this bed that I really want.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bed.
Really?
Right, he's like, right, you really need a bed, huh?
Really?
Don't say that on the air, because then niggas be like, oh, I'm going to meet you at IKEA.
No, it's just this bed and this couch that I have my eye on, and they're really inexpensive, but the grind is real because my money is going to 500 other different things.
No doubt.
Trying to fund my business, too, so...
Okay, we're gonna look and see what
I'm
we can
saving,
get you.
Y'all.
But y'all throw y'all money in the pot for Sarah. Help Sarah get her some furniture and all that stuff. I'll chip in on a goddamn futon. I'll chip in on a futon. You dig?
You so silly. A futon.
Hell yeah. You can go over there and do something strange on a futon with some nigga out here.
Oh, Lord. You so Lord. Silly, Tariq.
All right, y'all. But anyway, y'all, go to ismradio.com. Go to 1804movie.com. Tune in to Tariq Radio. I might do Tariq Radio later on today because I'm going to be in Atlanta tomorrow. And I'm not doing a lecture.
Because nice.
Every time I go out of town, people are like, man, what are you speaking? I'm just going to take care of some business. I'm only going to be there for a day. So I'm not doing a lecture out there. But I might do Tariq Radio later on today. Mm-hmm. So anyway, y'all, I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all be good. Go to 1804movie.com.